Cop Dodgers podcast.
What happens in Vegas?
Carl, with time.
What happens in Vegas? First down, touchdown, Super Bowl. Vegas Heat, Sin City, Street Greatest Tuco.
Touchdown.
Carter Waller, it can't be stopped.
Josh Jacobs.
Jacobs with the rock. O-line hit the blocks. Offense off the chain. Defense is ready.
Oh, it's Henry.
Raider Nation, one goal, just went bait.
What
happens in Vegas? What happens in Vegas? What up, Raider Nation? I'm just listening to that intro with y'all, and the intro was great, but the clips underneath, you know, the rap and the intro song, I gotta change some of those out because they got like Henry Ruggs and all this kind of stuff on there now. So we gotta update those. I will get on that. I don't know. I kind of want to wait for some of these new free agents to make plays to get their names in there, but we'll figure out a way to make it fun. But listen, this episode is the free agency episode. We have to talk about this. Now, you know, going into, I'm recording this on Friday, right? So before today, things were happening, like moves were being made. We made some cool moves, but there was one thing that just happened late yesterday. That changed everything and made the free agency go from okay, you know, good to amazing, right? So now we're at amazing. We are having an amazing offseason, not counting just the great, you know, new structure in place, right? The new head coach, Josh McDaniels, the new general manager, Ziegler, like all these things, right, that you guys know I'm excited about. I've expressed it. I'm not ho-hum about this. I'm not down about this. I'm not concerned about, you know, Josh McDaniels' previous failure as a head coach. Go back and listen to other episodes. You know I'm excited about it. If you're new, I'm excited. You could tell. Today, I just want to cover all the free agents that have signed and the moves that were made. We won't go in depth on the players. We'll save those for future episodes or on certain players or whatever we feel needs to be covered more in depth or when we go into positions and stuff like that. But let's just cover the moves in general that the Raiders have made. I'm just going off this free agency period, the newest of, you know, the team's guys that they've added, offensive lineman, Alex Bars, running back, Amir Abdullah, running back, Brandon Bolden, cornerback, Anthony Averett, also cornerback, Darius Phillips, wide receiver, Mac Hollins, defensive tackle, Bilal Nichols, fullback, Jacob Johnson, and then linebacker Chandler Jones. Those were like the moves that were made first or that like we were hearing and that, you know, we're kind of rolling in slowly, but they were happening, right? And Chandler Jones was the biggest one by far. That one happened by the Raiders signing Chandler Jones, but then they immediately traded Yannick Ngakoue to the Colts, where Bradley is now, and got back Rocky Sin. So also to this acquisitions list, I would say, not just free agents necessarily, but Rocky Sin traded to the Raiders, right? So if we're just looking at this on the surface, this is already pretty productive. They obviously attacked the cornerback position. They added a few players on the offensive side of the ball, including some running backs and fullback and whatnot to replace Ingold. You got the defensive tackle addressed a little bit. Chandler Jones brings in a heavy, you know, addressing of the defensive ends or the pass rush, especially when you trade away Ngakoue, which I was a fan of Ngakoue, right? Like I liked Ngakoue. I think he had a great season. I think he really took on a role as like a leader and a voice of the team from the defensive side of the ball. So I had no issues with him necessarily. But when you trade him out, you add a cornerback that's pretty decent and constantly getting better. And then you sign a Chandler Jones, like, I'd rather have Chandler Jones, obviously. So I'm super happy with that move. That was something that I feel like the past Raiders would not have pulled off, right? I think we can all agree with that. Like the general managers, the coaches, everything that's been in place in the past, this is not a Raiders move that you would see, right? Where you move on, you trade your high, you know, you trade one of the better defensive ends on the team. You get a cornerback back, and that's usually like where it would end for the Raiders. Like it would just be a surface level move, right? Like player for player. Normally, and honestly, it wouldn't have even happened that way. Like the Raiders probably would have lost the trade. Like they would have gave up picks and all kinds of weird stuff. But so just that trade, but then to follow it up with the Chandler Jones signing, it's like that's something that second level of the trade of the move. The Raiders always seem to like fail to take that next step. For me, that's just my opinion. I feel like the Raiders, just that move, just to see that, you know, be played, right? That's what we're getting with this new general manager. That's what we're getting with the new coaching staff. These are the kind of things that are happening. Obviously, the jokes are abundant with Patriots West, right? Chandler Jones, former Patriot. Brandon Bolden, former Patriot. Jacob Johnson, former Patriot. All these guys, right, like that are coming in, a lot of former Patriots names being thrown around. There's still a couple more out there. And I'm sure, you know, this will be a trend, right? But it's funny because we said Patriots West. We kind of joked about it. But this is what coaches do, new coaches. When they come into organizations, you add a GM that also is a part of that same mentality, you know, comes from that same organization, right? Like that same style of building a franchise. And so, of course, this is going to happen, right? And you see this happening, like, even, you know, with the Dolphins, right? Like their coach is doing the same thing, bring a lot of 49ers players in, stuff like that. So this is cool, right? Like what happens here is, if you look at it kind of, Brandon Bolden is going to be able to help guys like Jacobs, Drake, get this new system in place, understand it, make sense of it. He's been in it forever. Jacob Johnson, we're really just replacing Ingold at this point. Ingold got paid a gang of cash. It's not really something that the Raiders wanted to do. Obviously, they didn't want to spend that kind of money on a fullback. And he already knows the system. Again, a guy that could just move right into the position, move right in. He already understands everything. He already knows how it works. There you go. You got your blocking fullback. You got your guy in there, right? You got a running back who can teach the running backs how these things work. It's a beautiful thing. You bring in Chandler Jones, an older veteran, also knows the Patriots way, also knows that kind of, it's not just the play and the play calling and stuff like that, but they understand the culture that Josh McDaniels and Ziegler want to bring in here. So these are the important moves that happen. Every organization tries to do it. We'll see how it works out. I'm going to remain confident in it and keep a lot of faith in the system, what they're trying to build here. And, you know, I even like Mac Hollins. If you look around, a lot of Dolphins fans were bummed that he left. And you're like, hey, he's not really that good of a wide receiver. Da, da, da. He hasn't produced a ton as a wide receiver. He actually had his best season last year, but it wasn't like, you know, off the charts yards and stuff like that. But he can, you know, do some things as a wide receiver. And we're hoping, obviously, the Raiders give him more opportunities to do that. But he was also a special teams, you know, guy. Dolphins fans loved him. So we'll see how that plays out. Bilal Nichols, Champ Kelly is familiar with him, so that makes sense. And a lot of these guys are sort of in the same age range, all continuing to develop. They're not like finished products necessarily. I love that, you know, they added so many cornerbacks, and Anthony Averett, Darius Phillips. These are guys who, like, when you look at what they've done so far, like, they're tough, they make plays. You know, as long as they're getting their reps and they're healthy and all this kind of stuff, they're making plays. They're Anthony Averett's a you know, feisty with the hands, even on big receivers, he really did his thing, honestly. So these are some exciting moves. And so just on the surface here, you're like, okay, cool. This seems like some improvements, some exciting things. A lot of players were getting cut and released and making way for money, because obviously we had the Max Crosby extension, which was a beautiful thing, because that's one of those moves that the team had to do. He's a special talent, a special player, a special leader, and he's a Raider, man. And so it was good to see the Raiders you know, extend him. I'm assuming the same thing is going to happen for Derek Carr, same thing for Hunter Renfrow. Before the season kicks off, that's what I would expect to happen. But what happened after all of these moves right here was the Raiders made a trade. The Raiders traded their first round draft pick and their second round draft pick, and in return got the best wide receiver in the NFL, Davante Adams. Are we serious? Are you kidding me? Davante Adams, do you guys understand that last season we had Zay Jones? We no longer had Henry Ruggs. We had Bryan Edwards. We had Hunter Renfrow. But Davante Adams, do you understand how that elevates this team, this offense? It's not just the wide receiver group. It's this entire offense. Derek Carr. Play with him in college. They're best friends. He trusts this guy more than anything. Davante Adams wanted to play with Derek Carr and the Raiders. So you got the stud, number one wide receiver in the NFL. You got Hunter Renfrow, who just blossomed. He just keeps getting better and better. You got Darren Waller. You got guys like Bryan Edwards, who you hope continue to develop. You got a Mac Hollins. You got, you know, these guys who are going to be pieces and have roles in the offense. But Davante Adams, Hunter Renfrow, Darren Waller. Then you look at the running back position. You got Josh Jacobs, Kenyon Drake. Like, there is weapons all over this offense. It is 100% a legitimate offense at this point. Davante Adams, you can't even begin to, like, compare an offense with Davante Adams compared to anything we had last year. It's just not possible. It's not possible. For anyone who wants to talk about the money, I don't care about the money. I don't care that he's the richest wide receiver in the league. I don't care about the contract. I don't care about none of that because I don't run this organization, right? So I don't care about money. The organization will always find ways to get crafty and tricky with the money to make it make sense. We watch it happen every single offseason. We watch it happen all the time. We go, how does this team have money? How do they keep signing these players? How do they keep doing this? Because they just keep working cap magic. We have people in position to make that happen now. So I'm not concerned about that. If you had, who we've had in the past in position to do that, maybe I'd be a little concerned. Maybe I wouldn't believe that those guys were capable of pulling that kind of, you know, cap space mastery off. But I trust the guys who are in position right now to do that. So this is a beautiful thing. This offense just got elevated way up, way up. This team has a long ways to go. They still have a lot of, you know, positions to fill. Offensive line needs work. We're not sure how the linebacker situation is going to look, how the safeties are going to look. We're going to see that's all going to be played, you know, figured out, right? But this was a splash move, a blockbuster move that the team needed to make. That deal, just a first and a second, you do it 10 times out of 10 if you're the Raiders. There's no way you pass up on that kind of opportunity, price-wise. Like, that's really nothing. In terms of what you could expect a team to try to make you pay, you know, for a guy like Davante Adams. I think it was, first of all, Ian Rapoport, you know, tweeted earlier, or was it earlier today? I think it was earlier today. Final thought for now on the Davante Adams trade: his agent Frank Bauer and Kenny Chapman confirmed that Packers offered more money than the contract he'll sign in Las Vegas. Simply, it was his lifelong dream to be with the Raiders and obviously Derek Carr. Matt Harmon, Davante Adams is unquestionably the best wide receiver in the NFL. He goes on to talk about his success rate versus man coverage scores from 2018 to 2021, all between the 95th and 98th percentile. Unreal, consistent run of dominance. Bill Williamson on Twitter: if you look at the draft trade value charts, what the Raiders gave up equals pick number 13. I mean, would you rather have Adams or number 13 next month? What a steal. We can go on and on about why this deal was a great deal for the Raiders. I'm not speaking on the Packers. I don't know what they're doing exactly. They re-signed Aaron Rodgers. They say he knew that Davante Adams was going to bail. It's all weird. I don't know, but I'm happy. I'm happy as hell. We got a lot to build off of here. Obviously, I don't think the Raiders are near complete in what they're going to do. There's other names being floated around. Like I said, there's definitely positions of need. And obviously I'm not going to sit here and like championship, like in the off season, like I'm not going to do that, but I am very confident in the players the Raiders have added, the moves they've made, not just in free agency, but through these trades and everything. I'm starting to feel really good about it. I'm hearing things that the players are saying, right? Like Brandon Bolden, Chandler Jones, these guys are coming in and they're talking about Josh McDaniels and they're talking about Ziegler and they're saying good things. And I know, like, they're excited, right? And they may say, like, it's just like anything. Like, you never know what to believe when a player talks or a coach talks. But I'm Mr. Narrative. I'm Mr. Narrative. And Chandler Jones seems so damn happy about Josh McDaniels being the head coach. And I know, like, Chandler Jones got to choose where to sign. This is not a player inheriting Josh McDaniels, the head coach. This is a player choosing where to go. For the first time in his career, Chandler Jones could choose where he had to sign. And he chose the Raiders with Josh McDaniels. This was not the only offer Chandler Jones had. Please believe that. Chandler Jones is an elite pass rusher in the league. He has plenty left in the tank. And I heard Chris Long talking about Chandler Jones' style of pass rush will, you know, get him years to go in the league. I think it was Chris Long. Pretty sure it was Chris Long and Greenlight. But either way, this... You know, Chandler Jones was saying things that were, and just the fact that he signed with the Raiders and, you know, was so jacked up about this move and the way he kept talking about Josh, like, it gives me confidence, right? Like, it really does. I believe Josh learned a lot. I talked about this already on a previous episode. I believe he learned a lot from his last experience and got better after his experience. And I think he's going to do things differently this year, this time around. So I'm excited about these moves. There's obviously a lot of ways to go. There's players that need to be added. There's depth that needs to be added to this team. There's starters that need to be added to this team. There's all the work these guys need to put in. There's health, you know, the injuries and all these concerns that could potentially happen. So there's a lot to go. And so far, I'm really happy with what's happened so far. I don't know what kind of cap space we have yet. It's kind of blurry. What kind of cap space we have. I know we created cap space for April 1st, but that I believe is going to be used mostly for extensions, for Carr, for Renfro. You have to believe that Devonta Adams is signing this massive deal under the pretense that he knows Carr is getting re-signed. So there's all this good stuff, man. Like, it's really positive. It's really exciting. It's definitely different from what we've expected and have had in the past, you know, as the Raiders, you know, were being run by other people. And we'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see who else still gets traded in and who else still gets, you know, that's why I think it's weird when you see the interviews, like the press conferences with the head coaches and their reporters are asking them questions about certain players. It's like some of those players have already been traded since like 5 days ago, 6 days ago, a week ago, whenever these interviews were done. And the reporters obviously don't know. They're just asking questions, but it's weird, right? Like they ask questions before the team is even like molded to how Josh McDaniels and them wanted about certain players. So you hate hearing that, like, oh yeah, you know, what do you think about Yannick Ngakoue? And he's like traded, you know, it's like, ah, damn. So I get it why the coaches are like, I haven't got really, you know, a chance to play with them or not work with them, excuse me. So lots of work to be done. Lots of moves to be made. Lots of stuff still happening. But I feel confident in this team out the gate. I mean, Chandler Jones and Max Crosby coming off the edges. Are you listening? Are you hearing this? I know the AFC West got crazy. The AFC West pass rushers right now, after all these like moves that were happening, you got Derek Carr with Chandler Jones and Max Crosby. You got Russell Wilson with Bradley Chubb and Randy Gregory. They added Gregory in the offseason. Patrick Mahomes with Chris Jones and Frank Clark. And Justin Herbert with Joey Bosa and the very familiar Khalil Mack. This is going to be the funnest division in football. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And we needed a Devonta Adams-like player to not only elevate Derek Carr and his trust in the offense, but just to give our team a real shot. Like, it happened so often last year. And I mean, we made it to the playoffs, and it worked, right? Like, they made it work. Somehow the players gutted it out and pulled through and made plays when it was needed. But that whole time, we didn't have a Devonta Adams-like player. And a lot of those offenses did. They had a Tyreek Hill. You know, they had those kind of stud players. The Bengals had a Ja'Marr Chase. Like, we didn't have those kind of that kind of go-to, put it all on the line, trust this guy to break down a defense kind of guy. And now we have a few of them, honestly, with Darren Waller. You know, Josh Jacobs will do his thing. I think, you know, while it will be like a committee-type running back approach, because that's what the Patriots system has done all these years, I think Jacobs is really going to flourish here and stay healthy, hopefully. Darren Waller will have a chance to obviously flourish. Like, I think the offensive players, and even the defense, obviously, but the offense is really, the players should be really excited about, you know, what's in front of them. So, all right, so that's it free agency-wise. There's no other breaking news or free agent moves as of the recording of this podcast. So that's it coverage-wise for the free agents so far. Again, obviously, we'll have a lot more to go into in depth with all these players that the Raiders have added, and especially the Devonta Adams and Chandler Jones types. So we'll get into all that. But for now, that is it. Let me know what you guys are feeling. Follow me at Clock Dodgers on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all those places. Leave a review. If you leave a podcast 5-star review, leave the review. Let me know what you think of the Raiders free agents move. I'm curious. I want to hear what you guys think. Like, who is your favorite? Which one maybe you don't like as much if you're, you know, the not so optimistic type. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you're thinking. Again, if you leave it on the Apple Podcast reviews, leave a 5-star review, and then your comment, I'll read it live on the show. If you don't leave it there, it's on like Twitter, Instagram. I may not always get to it on the podcast, but I'll definitely respond. We'll definitely chop it up and talk about it. I'm excited. You're excited. Interact. Hit me up. Let me know what you're feeling. Let me know what you're thinking. We got a lot more coming down the pipe for you guys. It's really exciting stuff. So I look forward to, you know, bringing all that out as we go along here. I appreciate you guys for joining me for Raiders content. Like, there's plenty of places to go, plenty of high quality stuff. Just adding, you know, what happens in Vegas into the mix of your content is, you know, humbling and appreciated by me for sure. So I really thank you guys. And again, if you ever have any comments, questions, anything you want to say or see us do here or guests have on, whatever it may be, just reach out at Clock Dodgers, C-L-O-C-K-D-O-D-G-E-R-S on any social platform. All right, guys, as always, what happens in Vegas is Raiders football.
This is the Clock Dodgers podcast.